So I finally did it.
Mm.
It took me a year. And I wanted a Wagyu. When I heard about Winnie the Pooh the first time,
yeah,
I was excited. I thought it was a great idea. I could not wait to watch the movie. And then everyone took a steaming shit all over it. And it made it out to be the worst movie that had ever been recorded. These people who watched Blood and Honey and shit, Shatneff, don't go watch the mean one, but the Grinch fucking horror.
Oh, yeah, I know that was awful.
That's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
What I essentially got was of the quality of Terrifier 1. In terms of effects and aesthetic and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
And there were some similarities to the tone of the movie. But all in all, it was a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was a slasher flick.
You seem very happy with it, in fairness.
No, maybe I had the advantage of going in there with extremely low standard, expectations. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting. I thought it was going to be an hour and 26 minutes of my life where I was just going to be looking at my phone and glancing at the screen. I was watching it essentially because I knew the second one was coming and I knew they had a bigger budget and they'd want to redeem themselves after getting such bad reviews.
Okay.
But this was a good movie. It was entertaining. If you go in realizing it's an independent movie and that it is coming from a children's book, like, what were people expecting? From to dive deeper into the lore of the Hundred Acre Wood. And if you're diving deeper into the story, then it's a lot of fucking...
In my head, when I heard it first, I kind of assumed that... I don't know, I think it's just from the way Winnie the Pooh talks and stuff, that it'd be more... that it would be bloody, obviously, he's a bear, but that it'd be kind of like more psychological than slasher.
They don't talk at all in this one.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, he says one line at the end of the movie. I didn't even hear him say the line. I didn't realize he said it because I Googled to see if he talked at all in the movie. And they said this was coming up.
Yeah.
And then it happened. The scene happened. And I was like, what the fuck? No, they said it was happening before the end of the movie. And then the final scene happened. And I thought more was coming. And the next screen went to the credits. So I was like, what? I was like, when did they talk? And I looked it up. And apparently he had spoken just before the credits.
What'd he say?
Well, he's got the final girl by the head of hair. He's got a knife at her neck. And Christopher Robin's
basically... Why does he need a knife?
Oh, he stabs most people. There's weapons and all this.
Oh, but he's got claws.
I didn't know that's what he was doing with the karate chops until you pointed that out to me afterwards.
Oh, you thought you were just going around karate chopping people?
I was like, oh, what the fuck is with these karate chops killing us? I'm like, I love it.
But you probably should have gone like, kind of a swiping more than a chopping.
And then I say as well on top of that, right? I said it about people. Oh, yeah, anyway, before I get on to this.
Yeah.
Basically, he's got him by the front, and Chris Robbins begging him and kind of pleading with him to remember their youth and how he used to be and that it could be like that again.
Mm-hmm.
And, why are you doing this, Pooh? And then apparently Pooh says, because you left, and then cuts her throat and leaves her. So the idea of the story for anyone who was like me and avoiding the shit all of it is your standard kind of Winnie the Pooh story. Christopher Robin finds these talking animals. They kind of refer to him more as talking animal humanoids. In the movie, at the start of the movie, and he kind of points out that Christopher Robin, because of his childlike kind of enthusiasm and imagination, was able to kind of overlook how vicious and angry they look. And if you look at the trailer for the second one, Pooh still looks like a fucking psychopath as a child in the trailer. So,
what, is it like a Pooh origin story?
No, but the fans were clamoring for more fucking backstory to this, so they're obviously going to look back a bit more on Winnie the Pooh and... Christopher Robin's.
What did this generation do when they heard fairy tales growing up?
Well, our fairy tales were dark when you look at
it. A full backstory?
I know. It's just beyond me. But it's just the way I'm looking at it. And I wouldn't mind. I feel like the story between Christopher Robin and Pooh was there. They were building it without talking. I mean, like, any time they'd have seen together, it was kind of Christopher Robin just basically going, why, Pooh, why, remember? but there was one scene where Pooh shed a tear, and it was, you felt for him. It was sad. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Conflicted. And then he grabbed the whip and whipped the shit out of Christopher Robin for a few minutes. And it was cold. It was creepy because like Michael Myers, it was just, because that's the only person I can only equate to. For the whole movie, it is Winnie the Pooh, Michael Myers.
Mm.
And he's whipping him, but the movements are very Myers-like. And because he's not talking, because you can't see much expression in the face, which is going to be different for the new movie because it's full of expression. I mean, well, the first mask was $700.
Okay.
The new mask is $20,000.
Okay. Yeah.
So there will be a difference.
Yeah.
And they're talking. I've heard in the trailer, if you listen, Pooh does say a line in the trailer, and it sounds pretty cool.
Do you think he just said it quietly, or he's just bad at talking that you missed it?
It might have been quiet. It was raining and all this kind of shit, and he and Christopher Robin's still roaring and screaming. And but I mean, like, the kills were original. They were fun. They were crazy kind of antics. I felt tense at the start of the movie. I mean, when like they're hiding from him and he comes in for the first time, you haven't seen Pooh yet. Just his boots booming around the place, and
he wears boots.
Well, yeah. Well, it's unsettling, you know?
Yeah.
And Piglet attacks, and most of
the... Is Piglet stripy?
No.
Okay.
He's kind of like a hillbilly fucking pigman monster.
Okay.
That's the only way to describe him. Okay. They're very hillbilly. It's very fucking, Sawyer family.
Oh,
it's very Texas Chainsaw in the idea of how they live, because they eat people as well. And you had the kind of like almost, it pays homage to a lot, because I mean, it has a very Friday the 13th reboot feel for the compound area. Then Pooh himself is extremely Myers kind of inspired. There is this weird thing with the bees.
they didn't really play on it too much.
But he did swipe his hand at one point, that a bunch of bees chased the guy down the road. That was about it. But it's cool. I mean, like, I could feel the conflict between him and Christopher Robin. It was what I expected it to be. It's a slasher movie based on a kid's character. Now, most reviews I read were like, oh, once you get past the kind of shock factor of who is killing, it's just a fucking basic.
It couldn't be a shock factor if he doesn't look like Pooh.
But they weren't expecting it to be a fucking huge fucking... Oh, he does look like Pooh.
Oh, he does look like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, you can tell it's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, 100% I thought Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear boots.
Oh, Amy, fuck's sake, who's looking at your feet? Seriously.
That's the one thing I can't get out of my head since you said it.
Well, he pretty much dresses like a Norman. He's wearing like fucking dungarees, a red fucking shirt.
But facially, he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, facially, and his hands are yellow as well.
That's definitely.
It looks like gloves, but you could tell it's kind of gloves, but they're kind of done almost cartoony, like they're very rounded. You can't really tell they're gloves, but you know they're gloves.
They're gloves,
But, I mean, all in all, it's kind of what I expected from the movie to start with. Like, you know, it's the only thing I will say, it is dark, and it is, I mean, it's a fucking independent movie. Yeah. They weren't expecting this to be a fucking huge success. It sparked something, and enough people went to watch it that people were interested in it. And like, he pointed this out as well. Like, he was, went across the board and the Razzies winning fucking awards. But he pointed out, he was like, what I made this movie for wouldn't even cover the budget for catering on all these other movies in my category. So thank you for nominating me. You know, it's like, holy shit. I mean, when you think about it that way, they didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have the fucking megastar actors. They didn't have a megastar director. They didn't have all the money in the world. But it was still worked out. It's still a decent enough movie. And I reckon that if the second one is a success, that people will eventually go back and look at the first one in a different light. Now, I will say, I said it was dark in the tone of Terrifier. And that is because, kind of like the complaint people had with Terrifier, it is not woman-friendly.
Okay.
There is no final girl. Christopher Robin is the final guy. So you have an answer for that question next time it comes to you. She's flipping me off.
I was tired. I had been up nearly 24 hours.
Anyway, all the girls get killed viciously in this movie. Okay. Every last one of them, even the what you expect to be the final girl. And I think that was the same, obviously, in Terrifier.
Mm-hmm.
The person you expect to be the final girl gets shot right in the fucking head, and then her sister takes her place, and she does not have a pleasant ending either.
Yeah.
An ending to that movie. Shouldn't have a pleasant sequel either, to be honest. Giving birth to Art's head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the fun part about this. Oh, and that's what I'm thinking as well. Is like, why can't people look at this? It's Winnie the fucking Pooh. Let's just have fun with the fact that we're watching Winnie the Pooh run around as a slasher.
Well, I never thought it was going to be anything that was going to be awesome.
Groundbreaking, this is an independent movie that just, you know, just lit something and it went off. But the awesome part about this is they are putting a bit more effort into the sequel. I can't wait to watch the sequel. I think that's coming out in a week or two.
Okay.
It's not far off. That's why I watched the original.
Mm.
And they are now talking about this leading to the Pooniverse, Monsters Assemble. And this is all part of the Twisted Childhood universe. So a Pooniverse inside a Pooniverse. Anyway. And guess what? All this also exists in the fucking Horrorverse. Oh, yeah. We're three versus deep.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we have more coming from the Twisted Childhood universe this fucking year. Not just next year. It isn't a long-term plan. The Pooniverse Monsters Assemble is scheduled to come out next year. Which means between now and then, we have, obviously, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. We have Bambi, The Reckoning, which I can't wait. And I hope is completely based off of The Rock's Bambi on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen stills from that. So that shot, that's in post-production.
Okay.
That's coming soon. Also scheduled for this year, but I don't know. I can't see it making it out this year. It seems like it's in pre-production. They've done nothing for this yet, like shooting-wise. Is Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, which sounds like it could be fun.
Warner Bros. Did a dark version of Peter Pan.
Did they?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman was Hulk, wasn't he?
Is that a dark version? I thought that was just Peter Pan.
That looks darker than a lot of other Peter Pans that I'd seen.
Well, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Which one is the one where Robin Williams
that's
is Peter
Dustin
Pan?
That's Dustin Hoffman. That's Hulk.
That's ridiculous.
He
is too old to be Peter Pan.
He's too old to be Peter Pan, but that's what it's all based on. It's him in later life.
Oh, I never watched it.
It was never supposed to be Robin Williams at that age playing a 9-12-year-old boy.
That's what I thought. So I was like, holy, I ain't watching this shit.
You are missing out. That is my favorite Peter Pan movie. Peter Pan, that's him after leaving Neverland later on in life. He settled down.
Okay, I just saw him. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. No. Peter Pan's a child. And that was as a child. I mean, that was just, and I was like, I like Robin Williams, but this is stupid.
But like, as in, that's what you're supposed to take from it. It's never explicitly said that he's Peter Pan, but that's kind of like what you take away from it.
Oh.
Yeah, and that, like, that his wife, that her mother then is.
Well, again, I like Peter Pan, so I will watch that with you. I like not Peter Pan, I like.
God. I'll watch it when we're finished here.
I'll watch it with you. Also, Bastard stole my idea. Well, not really. I got a better idea. And I'm working on it. I'm still working. I don't think I forgot that it was just a drunken thought. My mashup will happen as a radio show. God. And I'll try and plan it soon.
It's going
to
be.
But Pinocchio Unstrung is coming next year before we get to the Pooniverse Monsters Assemble. And they promised that in the Blood and Honey credits, Blood and Honey 2 credits, there's going to be animations there that are going to hint at other characters. But if you look at the Pooniverse Monsters Assemble, and I'm going to say the whole title every time. imagine the dirty porn that's going to come out of that.
Oh, that's not cool.
Do not look up parody porn for the next 2 years. It's going to be nasty. Anyway, if you look at that poster, you can kind of get some of the people that are going to be in it. The Mad Hatter's coming. That's confirmed. There's one or two others, but I can't really make them out. I don't know what these are supposed to be.
If somebody is not at least partly turned into a hat in that movie, I would be very disappointed.
What do you mean turned into a hat?
That's what Mad Hatter is. He makes hats.
Is it?
Yeah, they were mad because of all there was. Was it Mercury or something?
Alice in Wonderland
in the hats,
was a very. It seemed like a girly movie.
Well, it's not explained in Alice in Wonderland. This is just like facts. They'd make hats, but was ever what was in the hats used to say they used to, you know, boys chemicals, and they used to make them kind of a bit.
Oh, like in Batman.
Yeah,
did he not put the hat on him in Gotham to fuck with him?
In Gotham?
Something like that. Or he could, you know, I can't remember. I can't keep up with all this shit.
I can't remember. But either way, that's why you'd say as mad as a hatter, like.
Okay, I didn't know that. Nah. I did read somewhere. Hang on, it might be in this article where, oh no, that's just pictures, no article. Where's the article? Where it says who else they're hinting at. So, you know, there's a few more. Sleeping Beauty. Tinkerbell.
Ooh.
The Mad Hatter. Yeah, Rabbit's going to come eventually. He's not there yet. I don't think he's in the new one either. I think it's Owl and Tigger are our new bad guys along with Piglet. A newly designed Piglet and a newly designed Pooh. But Pooh hasn't changed much by his face. Piglet, they've done a bit of a... He still looks like a fucking hillbilly fucking pigman monster.
Yeah, okay.
But this director as well said he wants to do other adaptions. He said he'd like to do Thor adaptions, but not the one owned by Marvel, the real Thor.
The
Thor.
Actual Thor.
My man Thor.
I said Mama Thor.
Mama Thor and Papa Thor. Papa Odin. No, I don't call him that.
All right.
There is. Oh, he was also talking about doing like Powerpuff Girls and some other stuff if he could get the rights.
Powerpuff Girls, yeah, you could do that because then you have the Mad Ape, and him would be actually terrifying in real life.
There was supposed to be a TV show that, like, the pilot was shot like nearly 2 years ago, but they dropped it. First, it was because they had to change her dress. I think they had him dressed too sexy or something, and they'd honed that down, and then they changed one of the actresses, and then it just kind of fell apart, kind of got shelved. Yeah. Well, yeah, that would have been fun. But you know who we could have really fucking used to defeat Winnie the Pooh and his scary animal monster friends?
Jason.
No. We'll get to Jason. There's more about Jason, but I'm talking about this kid in
Netherlands.
This 9-year-old.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Oh, I thought it was England.
No. A 9-year-old child traveled to a petting zoo in the Netherlands by himself and strangled 11 animals. Sorry, it says themselves.
I thought he strangled three. This just keeps getting further from what I...
Hold up. Did they... Oh, yeah. He said to have no emotion, right? Because I'm just saying that they're, it says kid a lot and then themselves when they're referring to him.
I don't think they... Yeah, but you know, I remember seeing that, all right, that he showed up.
This is like looking. Proper Rob Zombie Michael Myers, shouldn't it? According to the Daily Mirror, the child showed no emotion as they carried out the solo killing spree on rabbits and guinea pigs.
Hang on, were they watching him?
No, this is the thing, right? He went once with his parents. Then his 9-year-old kid went back by himself.
How did he get to go back by himself? Nobody watching him.
I don't know, was a close by. I don't know, was he just allowed out and doing that stuff? But he went back by himself. And that's when he went on this killing spree while he was there by himself. Now, like, on the tour by himself, he went off.
It was just for the purpose of killing these animals. There was no fucking reason.
No. He just went back alone and killed 9 rabbits, 2 guinea pigs.
What's happened to him now?
He strangled the animals to death, but the motive for doing so was not clear. And perhaps we're better off not knowing, according to this article. No, I want to know.
Those strangling a fucking rabbit wouldn't be, because those things kick. They hurt.
I remember picking up our rabbit, just picking him up.
Any bit of nerves, he'd freak out. Those back legs, once they dig into it.
Oh, Jesus. See, I don't like this. I mean, look, I understand animal abuse is terrible.
Yeah.
But this is a child, and obviously there is something psychological wrong with him. So the zoo manager said, this makes you completely sick. So I'm thinking in this case, you kind of just say, this is a terrible thing that's happened. And... obviously, there's something wrong with the child. We need to get him seen too and check that out. And we're going to put precautions up to make sure this doesn't happen again. That's what you say in those situations.
Yeah.
Instead, this guy goes off on how this isn't the first time stuff like this has happened. Sheeps were shot with bow and arrow. That's terrible. And their udders were pulled off. What psychopaths are living in fucking Amsterdam? Jesus. You think with all that weed around there, we can.
Talking about cryptids doing on creepypasta, except for the bow and arrow.
They don't even have an excuse. They're stressed, they can smoke weed, or they can go have sex. And it's there all the time, whenever they want it.
You have to travel to Amsterdam, though, yeah?
I don't think so. I think weed, you can get it anywhere, but I think in certain places, it's not available to tourists. Amsterdam is one of the few places that will allow tourists to buy. You need a card.
A card to say that you're a resident.
Could you show your
passport? I have no idea.
I just remember being told when we were over there by Tony that I would have needed a card in Eindhoven to buy it. But when we got to Amsterdam, there would have been no problem. Anyway, there was also and the goats are shaken by their horns. That's one of the lesser offences.
How can you tell that they're shaken by their horns or what?
I don't know. Maybe the largest complaint.
The sheep.
No, goats are cranky bastards.
Oh, the goats.
So the child, because he is below 12, will not face criminal charges for strangling the 11 animals.
I should hope he's going to be looked at, though.
Enrolled into a care program, is what it says here. Psychiatrist Esther Van Finema said she felt sorry for the animals who had been strangled to death and for the child who did it, saying, I feel sorry for the animals, but also for the little boy who apparently feels so bad that he has to do this. And that's kind of where I look at it. It's terrible. You don't want to fuck with animals like that. Animals are innocent, you know, but children are innocent too. Do you know, I think it's... something has to be severely wrong for this kid to go and do this. And this is a very early warning sign for what could have been something a lot worse down the line, you know. The fact that he got caught at 9 years old means there is plenty of time to medicate and fix this child before. I mean, if this was another 10 years later, people were dying in that situation, you know. So unless we're going to direct him directly at 100-acre woods, this guy needs to be treated. That's about it, and that. Oh, yeah. Obviously, the RSPCA described the attacks as sick and horrendous and blah, 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 blah. I know that makes me sound bad when I'm going blah, 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 blah. But you have to admit, right, I'm a fucking big animal person. I love dogs. Big on dogs. We've had so many fucking different animals and stuff. So I've had a pet rat. You've had a pet rabbit. We've had multiple cats. We've had multiple dogs. We're mad about
Don't
all
give
of them.
Goldfish.
Goldfish. Talking about getting more fish. Talking about getting more dogs. But I mean, these people who run animal sanctuaries are so up their own fucking hole when it comes to fucking animals. It is fucking obnoxious, man. Like, we were talking about this week about the possibility of adopting another dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the thought of having someone coming out here and rooting through our fucking house mm-hmm. to see if they find us worthy of accepting mm-hmm. or of responsibility of the dog. It's like, I understand you got to do home checks for people
absolutely.
Who have, like,
yeah,
fighting
definitely.
And all this stuff.
But to check your boundaries as well to make sure. Yeah, I get that, you like, know. But... I just feel like it's not like I'm adopting a child where you need to go through everything.
Well, that's why the questions they ask you is, and I mean, I feel like you can have a general idea by, like, checking out the person, maybe run a background check on their fucking legal thing. That would be fine. Yeah. I prefer that than have you rustling through my fucking house. It's just...
Yeah, have me vetted.
Yeah, just have me vetted. Yeah. You know, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'll agree to that.
Yeah, but you know? This is my personal space, like...
I don't know. It's just, it seems a bit.
I don't
intrusive.
Know. One case in particular where, like, we knew the person was extra. Like, there's no way this person would have harmed an animal ever, 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 ever. And they had to surrender the pup or the dog because they had kids and the kids were allergic. But what this crowd didn't say about
but
what
the same thing happened to my mother
was awful, awful.
Same thing happened to my mother. Yeah. What was the situation? Why did they have to give that dog back? Or did they give snapping. The dog just, it was snapping or something. I can't remember. It was some big reason and my mother and father were just weren't able for it. Mm-hmm. And they were giving the dog back. And next thing, the dog, I know my parents.
I remember the shelter. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
They talk nothing but shit about it. It was like, oh, the state this dog came in. And that dog slept in the kitchen, got fed fucking meat every fucking night. Yeah. Walk. My dad loves taking the dog for a walk. That dog goes missing for about an hour every day for a walk. Mm-hmm. Do you know? And it's like, that's ridiculous.
Awful.
Like, you know?
And this dog in particular that was loved. I mean, nobody could have loved an animal more than that dog.
But then, at that time when that was going on, I don't know if they do those kind of checks now, but at the time when that was going on, when we were kind of seeing that going on, it was about the same time where all these same animal shelters who were going around holier than thou were fucking
getting
busted for being fucking...
Yeah.
And what it is I wouldn't say those people were... abusive towards animals or wanted to be abusive towards animals.
They took on more than they were.
I would say they're people who were over enthusiastic about animals and took on way more than they could handle, and that ended up doing harm to the dogs and the pets and the horses, especially by the sounds of things. It was more harm than good because now you don't have enough food for the animals, you don't have enough room for the animals, you don't have enough.
Oh, come here, there was animals sleeping inside that shelter. The one that RT did the expose on, and the animals sleeping in her house and all. Like,
we know people who worked for her and they said, like,
treated
you were
like
expected
shit,
to do
the volunteers.
So much, and it's like, you're a volunteer, and this woman is.
But they had,
like, she's.
She had him to go and do some volunteers go and do her personal shit. I'd be like, no, sorry, I'm here to muck out the stables. You know, I would rather do that than go and do your errands.
Well, yeah, again, don't take this as we hate animals. We love animals. It's the people who fucking.
It's like the way they're not wrong of being religious. But if you're an absolute religious nut,
don't
then we have a problem. Like,
In fact, if you're just a fucking humble person who takes care of animals, I'm going to be like, I want to come out and help you. I will
absolutely.
Volunteer on my own accord. I don't
volunteer in a shelter in a heartbeat, but I've heard horror stories and that's why.
Because that's the thing. Mm. They prefer animals to people. Mm-hmm. So they don't care how they treat you. Do you know? No. They will treat you like absolute dog shit.
That's it.
You are secondary to the animals, so you go in there and you serve the animals, you know?
But the thing was, this woman in particular was you know, praising you to the last for the first few weeks. You could do no wrong, and she got you in like
Put
that,
in.
And then you were fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's not send this Netherlands kid anyway to do that job. Unless it's time for him to... up a level and then he could take out the owners and all, just swoop in and mind the animals ourselves.
Yep.
The nice rational people.
Oh, speak. I'd have a whole farm full of...
I'd love that. I'd love. Do you remember the farm, the pen farm down the road where we used to be able to like feed the animals and stuff like that?
And then somebody got some tiny bit shitty over it and he can't. Yeah. It was awful. It was like the highlight in the village for me.
Yeah, going down and all. You'd have all the goats and hens. They had and a rooster, pig on stage.
The goats were class.
I think they took in animals as well, but not in a large scale. Enough that they could fucking manage. That's what they fucking did.
Exactly.
They brought in enough animals that they had the ability to take care of at
the
their best.
They had and all that. They had enough space.
Do you know what these animal fucking sanctuaries sound like? Is when we covered, we did talk about asylums at one point. We did, didn't we? When we were doing Maniac, when we were talking about asylums and stuff like that. That's what it sounds like. These overpacked asylums where they did not have the facilities to care for this amount of people.
Exactly.
But yet people were getting thrown in there for dumbass reasons. like, oh, she's on a period.
Woman
throw
in hysteria.
In.
Fucking hell.
He likes men. Throw him in. She likes women. No, we'll keep her. That's the way it was, though.
I know, yeah, but like,
oh, she's not good looking. Put her in. That's.
I'm pretty sure that was true as well. She's been a spinster too long. Get rid of her.
But and that's what's happening to the poor animals now, and it's just harder to get. And how is it easier to home them if you're being such a dick about putting them in places, like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I understand. Again, I think you should, if you were working in that position, be able to pick a dog fighting person out a mile away.
Oh, come here.
One checking the muscles on the dog.
The thing is, what if they have somebody that likes you involved that doesn't come across and they're sending them to get them?
But I think,
Do you know, you can't always say, oh, that person definitely fights dogs. I have never once, I'll be honest, looked at a person and thought to myself, that person fights dogs.
But do you not think that if you're in the circles, if you're in like a rescue center circle, and you're constantly bringing in rescues from these dog fighting circles, that you would have heard people's names, you would have heard of people, you'd have contacts in that kind of world to know. Sure. I mean, I know that sounds, again, maybe like more work than just going check at someone's house. but
it's not just that. They were drawing work on themselves. I remember seeing this one video and she was going off to fairs buying animals that it was like, oh, they look like they might need a home. Buying them and bring them off to the rescue. Like, it's like, what?
And then there's the other side of it. I kind of say a lot. It's like, yeah, fine. It's not so much the house checks. It's the standard they expect from the house checks.
Yeah.
That's where they're crossing it. That's what makes you kind of go up about the fucking thing. Because they'll kind of come in and they'll make decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, your back garden is too small for this dog, sorry. But how do you know that I don't like going to the beach every fucking day and the dog won't be running around all the fucking time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, you have a kid under the age of 5. I don't think this dog will suit that environment. Like, that's why if the dog is snappy and violent, thank you for telling me and we'll get rid of it. That's a good decision to make. But if it's just because you think the dog is too big or something, it's like, fuck
well,
you.
I will say, Paws have it on their website. They will not get rehomed with people with kids under 7, but that is purely because they are admitting they don't know the background of the dog. So they're covering themselves that way. But you see, they take in a lot of mostly older dogs, like, where you don't have any idea and bring them in from other countries and stuff like that. So, like, you don't have good...
But you would think older dogs, you get a feel for it fairly quick, wouldn't you? And a younger dog, I would stick by this. There is no bad breeds. Every dog, once you bring them up right, will be a good dog.
I'm fucking bringing a Doberman into the house.
They are just as nice as any other, just because they look a bit scary.
They only look scary when their ears are done, though.
That met my staffie, Kayla, first, was afraid of her just because of the look of her. And everybody was sold on her within about 10 minutes of being around, 5 minutes of being around her.
Stole my pizza.
Me and Amy were like on one of our first dates and she's like sitting there, we're having pizza at my house and watching a movie and Kayla just snuck up behind her and just robbed the pizza slice.
The whole slice gone right down her throat.
She's well able to swallow food, all right.
Yeah.
But like even my mother, who will be very wary about those types of dogs, eventually, and it took her longer to get over the whole Kayla thing, but eventually she was like, after spending time with the dog, she was like,
Kayla was like a grandmother around the house. She was a lady,
like, you know, there was just no fucking one time I saw her get angry and get in a fight
when
another staffie had come into my house, had been brought over by a friend, and it growled at me. And then she went for that dog.
What about the one that... Oh, no, that was a different time.
But she went for that dog. And we had to put me and my friend had to put our dogs apart from each other and keep them apart for a while at that point. Yeah. But she wasn't fucking having it. Like, you know, she defended it.
Oh, she was loyal,
like. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe we're giving out too much about him. All I'm saying is, you know, ease up on the rules a little bit. Make it easy. And I mean,
I don't tell lies.
And on the other side, people who do dog fighting, go fuck yourself. You've ruined it for all of us. Mm-hmm. I can't go on Dundee or Facebook and get a dog anymore.
It is really hard because to get a dog. Because
you pricks need to fucking... Fucking, if you want to fight so bad, put yourself in the ring and fight each other, you pussies. You know? We'll make the dogs do it. Do it yourself, you wuss. Anyway. Oh, do you know what? We should send all the dog fighters to this camp in this new movie called In a Violent Nature.
Oh, the one where they shoot it from behind.
We're at, this is a movie, a new heart. I see this. I'm really excited at the moment because this year it seems like there is all these awesome concepts coming out of horror movies. We got Terrifier 3 coming. We got fucking Late Night with the Devil coming. We have fucking the whole Pooniverse thing playing out in front of us. There is so much happening in horror at the moment. And then there's this one, In a Violent Nature, and it essentially looks like a Friday the 13th movie. Yeah. The killer looks like Jason.
He does. But
we only see the back of him. And we see him from the point where he is created, when he comes out of the, I think from what I could tell in the trailer, he's coming out of the ground. From that point to the end of the movie, you are watching everything from his point of view. From not through his eyes, like in Friday the 13th.
No, but you can see the back of him.
Yeah, from behind. Third person kind of video
he's
game.
He's got hooks.
And oh, it looks like he has a few different methods of killing in this movie, from what I could tell in the trailer.
Is that cloth strapped to his head?
I think that goes on later. Again, I think it's more of a reference to Jason in the second one with the sack over his head. In the start of the movie, it looks like... Do you know when you see the back of Jason's head in the hockey mask with the lumps and shit?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
So if he's coming out of the ground, do you reckon this guy's a deadite as well?
Oh, yeah. I love if they played into that more on him.
Oh, but, I just saw the front of him. That's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought I didn't get to see the front of him.
I think you do when he comes out of the ground first. I'm not too sure. Again, I only saw a brief trailer for this, but it seems like a great idea.
That doesn't look like he just started.
Huh?
Doesn't look like he just started getting out of the ground. It was a bit graphic.
Why?
You know, there's a lot of blood in that one.
Oh, I would assume there's going to be a lot of blood. Shudder are releasing this again. They seem to be fucking releasing banger after banger.
I was just thinking that they're getting like Netflix. Like.
And even their fucking documentaries are really good. You know, all those countdowns, we watched a bunch of them.
They were Shudder.
And it gave us a load of great ideas, like for stuff we could cover, stuff we could watch, just for the fun of watching. Because, I mean, we've gotten into, I mean, we've admitted, like, before we had young kids, we had jobs to go to and all this stuff. We don't still have jobs to go to, but, I mean, we used to
now
watch,
we just have extra
when we watched
jobs.
Movies, it was kind of like, you know, the latest hit out. So when good horror like movies it. Came out, when mainstream horror movies come out, we would watch them. But, I mean, like, if you go back in history, I was always mad into horror movies, like growing up, teenager, 20s and all that. I would dig deep in Extravision to find some good movies. But there was a few we missed. And I mean, like last week, was it last week or the week before? Reanimator. We watched Basket Case.
Oh, we did watch Basket Case. I enjoyed that.
I
was
enjoyed
that the
Basket
one with
Case.
Her looking out of the mouth?
Huh? Yeah,
on the cover.
No, that was Dead Alive.
Oh, Dead Alive. Because I remember seeing that in a video shop when I was like young, being like,
Basket Case is just the Badil coming out of the basket cover. But I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying getting into those deep kind of cuts. But I think we have a lot more of those kind of indie movies coming up now again. It's like kind of like the 80s again. You have these kind of indie movies that are starting to take over. Mm-hmm. I mean, Late Night with the Devil has got something like a 90-something% Rotten Tomatoes. Not okay. A Violent Nature is now up at... I saw this somewhere. It's like 90-something% as well on IMDb, and it hasn't been released yet. When is it coming out? I really want to see this movie. This is coming out May 31st.
It's already
out in Sundance. Yeah. But it is coming out in Shudder on May 31st. So we got a big summer ahead of us when it comes to all these movies. And on top of where are we? Oh yeah, I was looking at my run sheet, see where I am. And we got a lot of TV shows coming too, but we'll get to that in a minute. Another thing, while we're on the topic of movies, that I wanted to bring up is there's a lot of talk about A Nightmare on Elm Street online lately. Samara Weaving said she wants to fight Freddy Krueger in A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is she a bit old? Not being like a bit older, like, do you know that kind of weird? They all usually teens.
Yeah, but does that really make a difference in movie land?
No, of course not.
I mean, fucking watch Grease. There was one of them, this shortest kind of one. I can't remember his name, but one of those greasers. And he is, I mean, when I watch it now, I cannot believe when I saw it as a kid, I even believed that he was a teenager. This one is like tipping 40 and playing like 16.
You're pushing it with Stockard Channing, to be honest, with that stage.
But I don't see anything about a Freddy remake. I know it's been chatter. There's been a lot of kind of chatter about all, but there's been a chatter about all of them coming back. I know we have like Jason coming back and all that as well.
Yeah.
But who do you think should replace Robert Englund? Because obviously all, what's his name? King Cannon from Preacher.
King Cannon, yeah.
Oh, fucking, what else? What was his name? Fucking the guy with the Rorschach.
Rorschach, James Earl Healy.
That's it. See, it's hard for us to say that because there's politicians.
Jackie Healy Ray.
Yeah, if there's politicians in Kerry, well, anyone from Ireland knows them, they're Healy Rays.
Yeah.
And that's what I always go to say.
You got the J in Jackie Earl Healy Ray. And then what pisses me off
is... You just call him Jackie Earl Healy Ray.
It's like when you're trying to say Hugh Jackman and you have to think to yourself, not
Hugh Gene or Jean?
No, not Gene Hackman is what I say to myself when I'm saying Hugh Jackman.
You used to ask me that regularly when we first started going out. Which one am I thinking of? Hugh Jackman or Gene? Which one is Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh is Wolverine. Gene's Lex Luthor.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking David Thewlis. Is that how you say his name? From he's Professor Lupin. Place I'm also going to pick, not just because he, you know, like we're all super proud of him as Irish people, but I think Cillian Murphy has the
face structure.
That's what I'm saying, the face structure. I also think he has the figure for it. They like, you know, like the thing kind of.
But see, that's what I look at straight away, is the kind of the face. And I think that's where Jackie, whatever his name is, was a winner, because he had that kind of look about his face that you could get away with. But then whatever they did with the makeup, people didn't like. I don't mind. It didn't bother me. I mean, it is what it is. I think people just weren't ready to let go of the original Freddy yet.
I would agree with that.
I think that was just the problem.
I have an awful soft spot for Robert Englund, though. I will say that. I really
And on top of that, I think there was a bit of fatigue with the remakes at the time. People were getting sick of him.
Do you know who I reckon would do a good job as well? Another Irish guy, because he plays a really good bad guy.
Who?
Barry Keoghan. He's fucking creepy, but he's a bit small. I think he needs to be kind of taller.
Yeah, he'd have the tall, you know, that kind of back and forth slapstick with creepy going. There's one here. I have lists in front of me, and I'll get into one list, but this list is shit. But there's one or two good ones, and the top three they have here are good picks. The one that I didn't think of that came in this list that after seeing Maniac, I think would fit Elijah Wood.
Freddy Krueger.
Elijah Wood.
Oh, I'd have never put that together.
He's creepy. I mean, he's supposed to be playing a child fucking murderer. Like, you know, he could really play that with a soft spoken voice. Yeah. And it'd be a different take on Freddy. It wouldn't be as raspy and as hardcore, but he'd still.
Kind of child killer.
Yeah, but I think he could still get into it as well when he wants to, like, you know.
Yeah.
What will sell that point for me is when Trauma finally get off their ass and get me this Avengers movie. Not Avengers movie. Toxic Avenger movie. Yeah, Toxic Avenger movie. I need to see him in this to see what way he plays a psychopath. You know, a weird psychopath. Not the psychopath. Well, we've seen him as a psychopath. We saw him in Maniac and that was good. But he's just someone I wouldn't have clicked. But when I saw him here, I was like, that pick, that works.
Do you know what? Going off Dracula, Gary Oldman wouldn't be bad.
But see, this is why the next pick, I think, is also the reason why I wouldn't pick this next pick. Gary Oldman's a bit old. If you're starting a new franchise, it's Willem Dafoe. And it's the same reason why I have seen people going on about, wouldn't Willem Dafoe be a great Joker? And it's like, he would, but you can't start the franchise with someone that, I mean, why?
He
not
make
so that
look
old,
young. He's got, got a fantastic mouth for it, like, for the Joker.
He would in maybe, all right, do you know what? If you're going to do it, oh, you can't. Barry Keoghan's already
got
that.
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been the point where you could have done it, because you know that's going to be like Christopher Nolan's Batman movies, that it's three and done. This is a trilogy that lives outside of the universe, but you can't bring him in to the new DCU, the new DC universe, at his age, if you're planning for this to last 10, 15, 20 years like Marvel has. No, I think DC dropped the ball by not jumping on the DCU shit like instantly when it was a success at Marvel. We're all tired of these movies now and they're trying to launch a new fucking universe. I don't know how that's going to fucking work out at this point. But yeah, he is the other pick. But again, I think I wouldn't go on him because of age.
Well, okay. Well, what about Crispin Glover?
What age is Crispin Glover now? See, that's the problem. Like, I think of Crispin Glover. I think of Crispin Glover in Back to the Future. I don't think of him modern day.
He was in Charlie's Angels.
That was about 20 years ago, Amy.
That it was. Crispin Glover is 59.
Kevin Bacon is the other person that's been suggested.
How old is Kevin Bacon now?
He's got a young so zest for life, like, you know. Crispin Glover never had a zest for life.
Hang on now, you can't say that. Have you seen his early interviews?
Last thing I have seen Crispin Glover in is Hot Tub Time Machine. When he loses the guy who loses his arm in it. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon
is a horror legend and he's just got that kind of youthful zest for life. Like, what age is he?
65, Josh.
Hi, Sting was 64 and he was wrestling a match.
You cannot fight me on age and then say that yours is fine.
Okay, Kevin Bacon's out. I do have a few younger picks here. Hang on a minute.
Oh no.
This list I got off of Dread Central, right? Some of their picks on their main list are good. There's some I don't know, and I'm going to just skip right over the ones I don't know.
Oh, you can tell me. I might know them.
Do you know Stephen McHattie?
Yeah.
He was in Watchmen. I don't know who he was in Watchmen. A History of Violence.
McHattie.
MC. Mm-hmm. Capital H. ATTIE.
Oh, McHattie.
Anyway, I whatever about him. They have Bill Hader.
He's too old.
Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Good pick. Yeah. Here's a good pick. And age does not matter in this case. I don't give a shit what anyone says because this man will live forever.
Don't.
And that is...
Tell me. I don't know.
Nick Cage is Freddy Krueger. Oh, come on. He is born.
Oh, Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. He'd be badass in it. Okay, cool. Yeah. And that's crazy. He could do that part for another 20 years if he wanted. Yeah. He's never going to stop acting. Do you know? They have...
Oh, Christopher Walken.
William Dafoe's here again, huh?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken's got to be hitting like he's mid-80s at this stage, right?
Probably.
That dude, last time I saw him, looked ancient. I have one here that you like. I don't really know him a whole pile. Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's leave him retiring. Doug Jones.
Yeah.
The Shape of Water.
Absolutely sold on that. I would never have thought. I don't know why he doesn't come into my head more. I would be happy with that.
And he is a big guy for the prosthetics and stuff. So
pretty much every creature I had is Doug Jones. Yeah.
Here's another good one, though. Another good one. Chop Top. Bill Moseley.
I'd still prefer Doug Jones.
I don't know. Chop Top wasn't far off that kind of crazy anyway.
Casting it, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Let me down there, Amy.
Not oh my God! The episode. Bill Moseley, definitely.
And at number one on this list again is Mr. Kevin Bacon. But this list is 3 years old.
So he'd only be 62.
This is where I think it's fucked up because I've looked at their honorable mentions section for this. And there are some good ones. Ben Foster. You don't know Ben Foster? You do know Ben Foster. Trust me, you know Ben Foster. He's just one of these actors that you don't think you know until you see a picture of him and you're like, oh, I know Ben Foster. Wait for it. Go on, say it. You know him.
No, I don't know him.
Really?
No, I don't know him. I'm going through his movies.
He has
either.
Definitely been in something we've seen recently, like. Because I remember seeing him going, oh, cool, Ben Foster, he's cool.
I've never heard of him in my life.
He was in that Hostage movie with Bruce Willis.
Who was he in X-Men?
That's where we saw him.
Oh my God, is he the Wing Boy?
Yes.
Oh, I know him in one movie.
That's where you saw him. Ben Foster, yeah, he's one. Ryan Reynolds, who they for some reason credit as being the guy. So you know who the person is they put next to them, their most famous movie. So Ben Foster has Hell or High Water. Ryan Reynolds, Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place. He's done a lot since Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place. I found him there myself for the first time and thought he was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to see the Amityville Horror because the guy from Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place.
I remember thinking it was odd he was cast at Horror.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. He did it good. He was all right. He was good, yeah. It wasn't bad. Norman Reedus. No. Daryl of Walking Dead fame. Too quiet.
Too brooding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, the original Freddy movie, in the first one, he wasn't as slapstick funny. He was a bit more serious.
I'll just say, Norman Reedus is too attractive.
Okay.
Okay.
Cameron Monaghan, who we know can play that part.
Yeah,
we've seen him in Gotham.
Bad guy. Yeah.
We've seen him do the pretty much the exact same style of role as Jerome and... What was it? There was Jerome and...
You have to brother. Say Jermaine.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound
that doesn't
right.
That doesn't sound right.
Not for a white ginger guy. Jerome and... What was his brother's twin brother name?
I'm having a laugh.
Because it was like, that was the coolest thing in Gotham. They did like three versions of the Joker. And there was like the kind of slapstick clown Joker. There was the serious crazy Joker. And then there was... What was it?
Jeremiah. It's like, why didn't I know?
See, I was close with Jermaine. I had the first four or five letters. That's fine. Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that as well.
Yeah, I could see it.
Can't
but
go wrong with Matthew Lillard, really.
No. I think he's happy out being the Five Nights and Freddy's guy at the moment.
And to be honest, I'm still 100% sold on Doug Jones.
And if he does come back in Scream, I don't think you're going to get him to cross over. I'm sure he would say yes to any offer given to him. I'm not going to speak for him. I'm not his agent. But I don't wonder, would production companies start thinking, he's the Scream guy, this guy, do we want him to be Freddy as well? I don't know. Mm. We'll see. Billy Bob Thornton.
No.
Why?
Unless he can change his voice, and also it's Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, you don't want fucking redneck fucking Freddy?
No, not unless you're going to set it like Julian Banjo's kind of...
Here's a good one for you. You're going to like this one. Tom Hiddleston.
Yes. I can see it, yeah.
Andy Serkis, but let's face it, Andy Serkis, you can only really use him if you're going to CGI the whole fucking Freddy.
Not
image.
Really. He has a face.
He's always a great actor, yeah. But I'm just saying facially.
Having said that, I would not put him in Freddy. Down, who did I say was 59 years old a minute ago? Oh, I can't remember who's 59. Andy Serkis, 59.
Ryan Felipe? No way. Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp?
No,
who they credit as being Court TV? My dad.
The other Skarsgård, Floki.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I can see
because
that,
he can do kind of crazy.
They got a guy here, Roberto Lombardi.
I know
Kruger
that name.
Kruger Tales from Elm Street. So he was in the TV show. Kruger Tales from Elm Street. I think this is one of those independent movies. Fan kind of movies.
Oh, he's the head of Robert England.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here, one minute. I gotta get up and look.
Now, do not give out to me if you don't think he's the head of him, but he's quite like him.
Yeah, they got a similar shape, nose and eyes
and
stuff. Yeah, I can see it, yeah. But see, do you want him to be the same, though? Or do we make some difference here?
You see, I think you still kind of need to make him kind of like slender.
I think... If they want him to look like Robert, they can do that with masks now if they want.
I know, yeah.
They can do that with CGI now if they want. The point is, though, isn't it, that, you know, it should be time to pass it on to another actor.
Well, like with the Cenobite people. What do you call that again?
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. In the new Hellraiser, when he looked at the Cenobites, you can still feel kind of like the old ones, but they just updated them a bit, like, looking at them. Some of them. You could see
I agree
like,
that, but they
like,
still weren't the same actors.
They weren't, but they still looked like who you were kind of afraid of to begin with. Like, do you know what I mean? In the originals. What's his name? Freddy to look a tiny bit. Still like Freddy. But not... I would be fine with like an update, but I...
Do you know who was lobbying for it? Who I think would be good at it as well? And who is a bit of a horror icon at this point? Is Devon Sawa. Chucky.
I could see that.
Look at his acting. No, I'm not saying acting range. Look, no one's saying that the Chucky show has great acting in it. Well, he's playing a hammy part for a hammy fucking show, like, you know?
Yeah.
He has played 1, 2, four characters over three seasons and has made them distinctly different from each other.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean, you hated him as the dad in the first one. You kind of felt for him as the uncle. But even though he still had a dickish kind of nature to him.
Yep.
As the priest, he was just full on fucking can't wait to see the guy. But then redeemed himself at the last minute and made you like him, like, you know? Even when all buff priest taking off his top of the muscles and shit. And then this time he's like this really nice presidential kind of figure. Mm-hmm. He's doing absolutely nothing. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong about him. He's just...
Why is nobody clicking that the priest is the president?
Oh, no, because it's just something. Why would they not click that their fucking father was the priest that looked exactly like the priest?
Oh, yeah,
looked like
got
the
that
fucking,
as well.
You know,
that's true.
This is just like American Horror Story, kind of. We were just kind of forgetting that these people were this person in another, you know, ongoing running kind of gag, I think. While we're talking about recasting someone, I stick by it. When they decide they have to eventually recast Brad Dourif, the man to do it
is his daughter.
No, what? Maybe. I always thought Trevor from Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
And you see him also in The Walking Dead. I can't remember what his name was in The Walking Dead. But that guy is the guy. He's got the attitude. He's got the sound.
Yeah.
He's got the kind of, I think he'd be perfect for
it.
But speaking of which, while we're on the subject, we might as well get into the Chucky trailer drop this week. And it looks good.
He looks old.
Charles Lee Ray is coming back. Fucking the original. Haven't seen him since the... Oh, wait. No, we have. We've seen him in flashbacks in Curse of Chucky.
Yeah.
But he's coming and he does look old. The ghost of Charles Lee Ray is going. So we're going really supernatural. I was watching the trailer for a minute, right? Mm. And I was like, we're going with ghosts now. Really? We're going, oh, my, this isn't growing. And I kind of stopped and realized that what Chucky was. And I was like, okay, yep, ghosts are fine. Have ghosts. Just bring it on. But yeah, Chucky looks old. I like how they're making him cranky because he's old.
Well, I'd be cranky if I was...
No, but I mean like your typical kind of stereotypical cranky old man.
Yeah.
Like in the trailer, he kills a nurse and then he's standing there, he's like, I don't even enjoy this anymore. No, I gotta clean this shit up. Just like, this is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And then I think he looks facially a lot more like Brad Dourif with the old kind of makeup on. They're starting to make him look a bit more like him. Saying that, I feel like Brad Dourif's livened up more than anything over the last year. So when that show came back on the air, and I was looking forward to it, and I'd watched all the movies in preparation for the new thing, because it was a continuation of the last few movies as well. And I kind of felt that Brad Dourif's voice sounded old. It sounded more kind of tired in the first season.
Yeah.
And then suddenly in the second season, it was like he's wrapped up. But I felt the same about Jennifer Tilly. It felt like she wasn't fully kind of invested yet. And once they got renewed, she came back with this zest for it and this power for it. And she was Tiffany again. Yeah. They were just all kind of... It's great. I love it. I love everything Chucky. So I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome. That's only another 2 or 3 weeks away.
2 weeks?
Yes.
3 weeks.
So that's going to be awesome. What else do we got to talk about this week? I think we're nearly done. Where am I? Yeah, that can go. We don't need to talk about that. If you want to be depressed this week, we haven't watched it yet, but there's a Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. I
haven't seen it yet.
So we got to check that out. That's all about that scumbag Dan. What's his face, Dan? I can't pronounce that. Schneider? Dan Schneider. And he's dirty little fucking misconduct. What is it? Misconduct. You see what I see in Wikipedia a lot lately when I go to these guys?
Mm.
They have misconduct allegations, and then it'll also have under it, see also the Weinstein effect. So there's a Wikipedia page about the Weinstein, him getting caught. So Deadline Hollywood, the first to report about Nickelodeon parting ways with Schneider in March 2018, also reported that there were complaints about Schneider's behavior. They included the accusation that he had well-documented temper issues over the years, and on Twitter he had often posted pictures of the feet of the young actresses who worked for him. These are kids. Like, these are fucking 10, 11, 12 year olds. Yeah. Like, holy shit, I didn't know any of this. We got to watch the show and, yeah, we can get through it. Be fine. He was in trouble for sexualizing scenes as well. You were telling me about a scene that you saw on the Amanda Show. What was it again?
And she's, like, in a bikini. No, in a cap. Okay, doesn't matter. It was either, like, a one piece or a bikini. Either way, she's in a swimsuit. and she's sitting in the hot tub, and they have, and he's all in his, he's fully clothed, but he's in the hot tub with her, and they have like what looks like mocktails each, and they're like talking back and forth. And next thing she's like, "Oh my god, let's have some spaghetti!" And she starts like eating it and slurping it up, like, and then she like she sticks her tongue out at the camera. I thought it was fine when I was younger, but then when I saw it again today, I was like, "That is weird." Yeah. But then underneath it in all the comments, because whenever there's a video like that, you go through the comments like to see the opinion. But like, there's so many Americans in the comments saying that there was a reason that their parents never let them watch Nickelodeon. Apparently, this was a commonly known thing. Like, it was weird.
This was the same with Jimmy Savile. It was this commonly known fucking thing. Like, everyone just left it off. Like, you know? Apparently, it wasn't just kids. He also used to ask female employees and colleagues for massages. I don't know if they did it or not. Denied allegations of sexualizing scenes, blah, 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 blah. Quentin said. Okay, so the documentary miniseries, Quentin said, exposes Schneider's toxic workplace behavior at Nickelodeon. He responded by apologizing for his aggressive and misogynistic behavior in the workplace, but denied other allegations. Even that, you're working in a kid's place. When you're working with children,
so you keep your cool.
Just keep your cool. Fucking be clean for a couple of hours, you sick bastard. We can thank Harvey Weinstein for something.
Yeah.
Took down the rest of them. When he went down, that fat bastard knocked everyone that was in his fucking queue. Okay, so end on a low note. See you later. If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.